Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to the 2012 Internet
radio show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thanks again, guys, for tuning in to the show, those that are listening via internet and those that are listening via their cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Again, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Now, call in number to the show, guys, 818-301-5834. Our show this evening is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams, 770-732-0244. Again, you can reach her at 770-732-0244 for any tax or accounting needs that you may need, whether it's personal or for business. Give her a call. All right. Now, I promote the show, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. So if you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of the page there and type in the search box, type in 1982 Astros Alumni. And the show page should pop up there. Send a friend request, and we'll confirm you as a friend, and voila, you'll have you'll get daily show notes and things like that about the show. You usually get them about a half hour or so before the show. So that way, you don't ever have to miss an episode if you don't want to. Okay? So I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. So either one of those, you can follow the show. All right? Now, today's show, we do have a nice show for you. We're calling the show today, What Are You Doing on the 4th? Which is tomorrow, as you know. I want to find out what are some of you guys' plans for tomorrow, the holiday. I know most of you guys are off work now, and you're in holiday mood. You're in holiday mode, rather, and you're just raring to go. I know tonight's going to be a big night for a lot of people because you can't do a whole lot tomorrow because you have to get up and go to work on Thursday, which is, you know, no big deal. You guys can get up and go. You've done it before. So get up and hit it on Thursday morning, okay? Now, What Are You Doing on the 4th of July is the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 8-301-5834. Call into the show and tell me what's going on with you for tomorrow. Now, as far as I'm concerned, for me and my family, I have family coming in tonight, pretty much all from Florida. They're coming in tonight, and we're going to be at one of my cousin's house and out in the East Lake area. They moved here from, well, she was in Florida. She left Florida and went to work in California. While she was in California, she met a guy there in California. They got married. Now they're moving back to the East Coast. They're moving there, and they moved to Atlanta. Why they didn't move back to Florida, I don't know. But they moved here to Atlanta, bought a house in the East Lake area. And a lot of you guys know they've really built up that East Lake area out there, and it's really, really nice out there. They got some nice homes and everything out there. So I get a chance tomorrow to to see their new place, not only see their new place, but see them and see a lot of my family members from that are from Florida. Pretty much most, you know, all of them are in the Orlando area. Some of them live just outside of the Orlando area, but most of them are there in the Orlando area. So so we're going to, excuse me, So we're gonna be doing a lot of barbecuing tomorrow and a lot of drinking tomorrow and telling a few stories tomorrow and looking back on some great times and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm gonna be doing tomorrow. And my cousin is from Orlando that moved here. We're having it at her house tomorrow, so her and her husband's house. So she sent me a note on Facebook this morning asking me if I could cook tomorrow. Now, all you guys know that I am a pretty good cook as far as the grill goes. I do some stuff indoors as well, but I'm pretty good on the outdoor grill as well. So they know that, and so she sent me a message on Facebook this morning asking me if I could do the cooking for tomorrow. Now, the function starts at 2, but she wants me to be there at 10 in the morning. I'm like, golly, man. You know, I hadn't worked in about 5 weeks now, and because of my injury. But I mean, I've been I've gotten up at 8:30, something like that. But tomorrow I'm gonna have to get up like 6:30, 7 o'clock, because I got a couple of things. I got a big rotisserie that I'm using tomorrow. I'm gonna rotisserie some chickens. For some whole chickens for the event tomorrow, as far as what I'm bringing, and so I'm gonna have to get up, you know, like at the crack of dawn tomorrow and get my chickens on, get them cooked and done, and then head out there and get on the grill and get that thing going. So that's gonna be. So I'm going to have a pretty rough day tomorrow. I wouldn't say rough, but challenging. That's gonna challenge me getting out there at 10 o'clock in the morning, as well as getting the food done and all this rigmarole and having everything great for when everyone shows up around 2 o'clock. But we're going to have a good time. I don't mind doing that. Just, I hope that everyone has their, you know, I hope they have their meats and stuff together that we're going to grill, so that I don't want to be there doing any, you know, what do you call it, seasoning or anything like that of meat before I cook it. I don't want to be doing that. I hope they've got that together by the time I get there, so that all I have to do when I get there is get the grill going and... And then pop some food on there and start cooking. So I got a little work tomorrow that I didn't know I would, but it's all good. I can handle it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call into the show. We're talking about what are you doing? What are your plans for the 4th of July? And let us know. 818-301-5834. Guys, I'll be right back in 2 seconds. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening in to the show, and thank you for being patient. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Today's show is What Are You Doing on the 4th of July? Call into the show and tell us what's going on with you on tomorrow, you and your family for tomorrow, and what are your plans for the 4th of July, all right? Let me know if you would, you may have, excuse me, let me know if you, maybe you got some fireworks or something like that that you're going to send off to this evening or what have you. Maybe you got some big things to do this evening, or maybe you're going to shoot fireworks on tomorrow. They've been shooting different things around here since probably Saturday or Sunday. They've been shooting different things. So anyway, regardless of that, just give me a call. Let me know what you got going. 818-301-5834 is the number. Now, I will not have a show on tomorrow, but I will have a show on Thursday. We will be back on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for you guys, and I'll have a great show on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's going to be Free Fall Friday on Friday, and that's going to be a good thing as well. All lines will be open, so you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, any subject that you want. Or if you just want to call in and say hello, that's fine as well. I appreciate that. All right? And then, you know, I don't do the show on the weekend. And then on Monday morning, I have a doctor's appointment. Monday morning, I'll be getting my cast off, my leg, and I'll be on my approach for rehabilitation. And, you know, that being said, I'm going to be working on strengthening my leg back to its normality. I don't know if that's a word, but back to the way it used to be. Put it like that. And that's gonna be a good thing. I don't know if I think I'm gonna have a little pain for a while until I can get it back to where it should be, but I can deal with that. No big deal. I can handle that. I'm a big boy now, and I can handle a little pain. All right. I'm just anxious to get back to work. Get some things done. I miss my friends at work. Just talking to them, hanging out with them, and laughing and carrying on. So I'm kind of anxious to get back to work. I know we're on a new shift for these next 4 weeks. Be on the 2:30 to 10:30 shift for these next 4 weeks, but. I may be back. I don't know. I may be back before the next shift starts, but I'm not real sure. So whatever. But I do miss those guys, and appreciate some of the well wishes just been coming from a few people from the plant, and but I really do appreciate that. So anyway, enough of that. But tomorrow is the 4th of July, guys. We made it to another 4th of July. I remember when I was growing up, and on the 4th of July, my mom used to take me shopping. She used to take me shopping. She used to buy me a nice new little outfit for the 4th, something white, and she had me wear my new outfit, and we used to go to over to my grandmother's house, my grandmother and grandfather's house, and we hang out there, because that's where all the family came on the 4th of July, and that's where all the family came to hang out pretty much most of the time. I mean, we used to hang out at my grandmother's house on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday nights. And because it was jumping over there. I mean, it was vibrant back then. The neighborhood was called Vine City. And I don't know if you know, maybe you guys have heard of Vine City. Right there. If you're on Northside Drive standing there with your facing the dome, Vine City is the neighborhood that's a block over right behind you. And that was Vine City. That was my old stomping grounds when I was growing up, when I used to go and visit my granddad and my grandmother. And we used to have some big fun over there. Because, you know, that was the place to hang out, you know, and we used to go there and hang out. And then a lot of my cousins that lived in town, they come over there on the weekends and hang out and drink beer and whatever and just talk. That was a lot of fun. You know, a lot of people, my grandmother knew a lot of people. My granddad knew a lot of people, so they come by and say hello and hang out for a while, and we just had a good old time. That's just the way it was. It's the way it was when we were coming up. That's what we did, and we had a great time. So, but we used to go over there on the 4th of July and barbecue and eat some more, and then come home. So it was a great time, and they, my grandmother and my granddad were some hell of a people. If my longevity can be where they were, I'd be satisfied. And so my granddad lived to be 90, and my grandmother, well, he was 89. Going on 90, and my grandmother, I think she lived to be 82, something like that, 83, and then she passed on. So, I'd like to have a long life, like they had. Hopefully, good Lord willing, I know He's willing, I know He's gonna do it. So, anyway, 818-301-5834. Now I'm excited about tomorrow, so I got about 3 minutes left in the show. I'm not gonna run the show anymore today. I'm gonna go ahead and shut it down. But I just want to say to you guys, I love you guys. I want you guys to be careful over the holiday. Careful tonight if you're going out. Careful tomorrow if you're going out. And take care of yourself. Make sure that you have a designated driver if you're going to be drinking. And just get back home safely. And if we all can be conscious of doing that, then we won't have any problems. Just stay conscious of that, and you should be good, okay? Love you guys. I'll see you on Thursday at 6:30. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.